You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora koutoua, how are you both?
Good, thank you.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty good. Larry Binth. Not Labyrinth.
Excuse me?
What is that?
Larry Binth.
Larry Binth.
Well, created
by
Lee.
Tell us about it.
Explain yourself, Lee.
Well, I can explain the title in that once again we've done a silly, silly old parody of a film, and the title always just needs to give some kind of indication of just how ridiculous it is. And that's what we landed on. And now whenever I go to say Labyrinth, I have to stop and think about how to... I'm out of practice.
I found that hard even just this morning, so I can't imagine how tricky it is for you guys who are deep in the world of Larry Binth now.
Yes.
Larry Binth does sound like a friend that's not here, you know, we're like, oh, you know Larry. Larry Binth, you know?
Yeah, we love Larry.
So what is Larry Binth all about? You're wearing a really beautiful piece of merch there, Lee.
Thank you.
With a picture of, some would say, maybe the Goblin King.
Yes, and so... this is actually just a painting I did. Me and my daughter were painting, and I was like, I'm gonna paint Jareth. And then I finished, and I was like, it kind of looks like me. My mum was like, it looks exactly like you. Which does work for this, because I am playing Jared Bowie, the Goblin King.
Jared Bowie, the Goblin King. Yeah. This is nice.
Yeah. So a little bit of context. This is not our first rodeo. Lee's done a number of these quite bonkers parodies, which started with, what was it, The Fly parody?
Yep, House Fly, which was the Fly parody of The Fly in our house.
Fantastic.
With three actors, including Tom Sainsbury, who's in this show also.
Nice. Local legend.
Definitely.
Is, yeah.
Yes. And so there's, he's playing a few characters in this one.
And then I first saw the play Exorcist, which was this actually quite terrifying and very, very funny parody of The Exorcist.
Yes.
Which I just needed a piece of that. So
you shoehorned your way into the cast.
Definitely, yeah. I paid Lee some money and I got to be in the Stranger Things parody called Strange Thing.
Which actually happened of you.
Yeah.
He was like, let's do something together. And I was like, let's do this because you can be 11 because you've got the haircut.
Yeah. I had a shaved head at the time and... yeah, and I had the kind of emotional maturity of an 11-year-old girl, so it was perfect.
Perfect. It was a match made in heaven.
Yeah, and then we did recently interviews with the vampires.
Interviews. Oh my God, get out.
Get out. Interviews with our vampires. Sorry.
Okay, interviews with our vampires.
Yes.
I'm following. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now here we are at Larry Binth.
That's right.
Here we are.
I really appreciate that he's called Jared Bowie. It reminds me of when you're a kid and you're trying to work out how actors... and characters are not the same thing, but then they also are. And like, you know, that was my first introduction to David Bowie was Labyrinth.
Yeah,
yeah, and we know how he came into the room.
Sock first.
And actually, that is quite, because in that movie, he is kind of still just David Bowie, but
yes,
also Jareth.
Yeah.
Jareth. And I'm playing Hongul for legal reasons.
And
baby Tony.
Oh, baby Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah. The babe with the power.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
We'll have to wait and see. And yeah, I think it's, you know, Labyrinth is a movie that's very close to my heart. It's like kind of actually built my heart, I think. And
fantastic.
And Lee's, and just about everyone, I think. So
if you're a little freak in Auckland City, you probably love that movie.
That's right.
Yeah.
Speaking as a little freak in Auckland City.
So just I think there's a little disclaimer that, what does it say at the bottom of your sweater there, Lee?
Only slightly like the movie.
Yeah, so that's just the disclaimer.
He's really been protecting the fans the whole way through. We'll be doing something and Matthew will be like, I just wondered if maybe we could put in, you know, in the movie there's this bit, and I'm like, no.
It's only slightly like the movie.
He's like, do people know enough that it is going to just go wildly off in its own direction and own story?
I think we'd be disappointed if it didn't.
That's right. That's actually funny
just
you should say
Steph
that. That's,
Nom.
That's a quote from the play. So speaking of which, that's the another person in the cast is Lucy Sutter, who most people will recognise as being a Baywatch babe on the cover of the her Dick Move album.
Yes.
She's also very funny.
She's a legend.
Very good actor. and is playing. How many characters in this? I think she's got the most characters in this.
I think so. Did Titty Mouse.
Titty Mouse.
Junkyard Trash Bag.
Yeah, Steph Nom. Steph Nom the Stepmom.
Steph Nom the Stepmom.
Worm.
And Worm, yeah, of course. Worm. How could I forget?
And then rounding out the cast, we've got the fantastic Jimmy Metherill, who's playing Sarah Waistcoat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
and, of course.
Jimmy's
she's
amazing.
In every scene.
Yep. And, yeah, and Jimmy also just, shout out to Jimmy. Jimmy just built some brackets so we could have giant labyrinth walls as well.
Oh, my God, amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Sarah of many skills.
That's right.
So many,
many waistcoats.
Many waistcoats. Andrew's texted in to say the Exa shit was so good, including the spooky power cut right before the show started.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Deep
was
cut.
It Andrew?
Yes, it is Andrew. Yep.
That was when we were doing it at the Graylin Library Hall, and I was so glad that it was the second night, because if it was the first night, I quietly would have been very freaked out.
Yeah.
Because the movie itself was cursed too, eh?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, no. You brought the curse into the parody.
Eww.
Hopefully we've exorcised that. Sorry. I could see
your
it coming out of my mouth. Mm. Exorcised that before we got to this. Larry Binth, where is it happening? How can people come to see Larry Binth this week?
Well, sold out Friday, Saturday. So oof. Shame on you. And thank you to the people who bought the tickets. But Wednesday, Thursday, this week, eh, Lee?
Yep. It's at Pitt Street Theatre, which is perfect theatre for this.
Yep.
And you can book through eventfinder.com.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And Pitt Street Theatre, if people haven't been there before, is in between that beautiful big Methodist church and Flying Out Records on Pitt Street.
It's just down that
just down the little driveway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enter at the bottom.
Yeah, it's pretty cute.
That is pretty cute. This is going to be a pretty freaking cool piece of theatre. Thank you so much, both of you, Lee and Matthew, Night Waffles, new production, Larry Binth, on this week for how many shows is that? Four?
Just four.
Yeah. Four shows, so don't miss out on this. Mm-mm-mm. You know, ask any mates who've been to a Night Waffles production before. They will give you a absolute two thumbs up review. Go along.
With a quizzical eyebrow raise as well. I'll throw that in there.
Exactly. We're going to listen to a song from the movie Labyrinth.
Yeah.
And for legal reasons, this is just in the movie Labyrinth.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got our own.
Not in this show at all.
I think you'll find there's some extremely good public domain music out there.
Hot Tracks, Passions.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we've got this amazing song. Passions is the song.
Passions from the album Homosexual.
From the album Homosexuals.
Amazing.
From the, yeah, you can find amazing things for free out there.
It's like when you end up somehow on one of those YouTube videos that's like Lord of the Rings sounding music for 8 hours. Yeah. And it's just some guy with a recorder, you know, having the time of his life.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be us this week at the Pitt Street Theatre. Thank you both so much for coming in. Break
Thank
a leg.
Having us.
Thank you.
We'll see you at Larry Binth. Thank you.
strangers to love, we're choosing the path between the stars. I'll live my life between the stars.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.